Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to share about resting in God. I tend to do things in my own strength. I have a lot on my plate, like so many of us do, and I'm often juggling family, work, friends, study, lots of different things. And I tend to fall into the trap of doing it in my own strength. And a little while ago, I was doing a bunch of things, juggling everything as we all do. And there was a moment in my day where I felt like God say to me, "Hey, Em, rest in me. Give it to me and just rest in me." And when I felt like God say that, I actually felt an element of relief. I actually felt like I could take a deep breath to go, "Oh yeah, God, you're there. I don't need to do it in my own strength. I can give things over to him and he will help me." No, that doesn't mean that the things that I have to do go away. There are still things I need to do. But I don't have to be burdened by having to keep it all together. This tension that sometimes we have of being the one who has to maintain everything and the strength to hold on to it all. But by trusting in God and resting in him, he can help us with everything that we have on. You know, when I think of rest, the first thing I think of is sleep. I think of sitting down, not doing much, having a bit of a break. So what does it mean to rest in God? There's an element of relief, of getting a break, of slowing down, and of sitting down in some respects. And that's because we trust God with everything. We trust him with everything that we've got going on. And we don't have to hold on to that tension of maintaining everything, because we've placed our trust in him. And that's where we find that rest. You know, sometimes we need a break because we're holding everything together. But when we can give over to God some of the things that we have, or everything really, and trust in him, he can help us with everything that we have in our lives. So resting in God really means trusting in him. It means finding peace and freedom from worry. You don't have to worry anymore because of his presence in your life. It's more than just a physical sleep, which I think we often all want at times, a physical sleep. But with God resting in him, it's more than a physical sleep. It's an internal peace that we take with us. So let's talk about trust. You know, when we trust in God, there's a weight that's lifted from us. It's a burden that's gone, and there's a relief that comes with that, because we're trusting in him. And this is where we need to rest. So how do we do that? Well, there are two elements, I think, to being able to trust in God and rest in him. And the first one is called active decision. And the second one is letting go. So let's talk about making an active decision. We need to make a deliberate decision to trust in him. And I'm not saying it's easy. It can be hard, because we really like to be in control of things, don't we? We like to hold on to things and make sure things get done our way. But trusting in him takes an active, deliberate decision to say, "I'm going to trust in you, God." And one of the ways that we do this is we remind ourselves of how good our God is, of how much he loves us, of the plans that he has for us, of hope and a future that he has for you, the blessings that he has for you. We remind ourselves of that, and that helps us to know that we can trust in him and we can make that decision to trust. You know, I often imagine it as like a physical handing over of things that I have to him. You know, have you ever been with a friend and they're packing some things up and they're like, "Hold this," and then they pass you more things and they pass you more things, and before you know, you're weighed down with lots of books or lots of odd bits and pieces that they've given you. It's like doing that to God and saying, "Here go, God. Here's my family. Here are my friends. Here's my work. Here's everything that I have on my plate. I hand it to you, God." That doesn't mean you still don't have to do all those things. You do. But your trust is now in him who is holding it all. You know, and the second part that helps us to rest in God is the letting go. And that's another hard step, of letting go of the control, of really just releasing it and saying, "God, you have the best plan for me. I trust in what you have." And you know, we can ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us with this. It's funny how God actually gives us the grace with the Holy Spirit to then trust in him. He's the one who helps us to trust in him. And so we can ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us. Now, I just want to finish today with a few verses of scripture that maybe will help you in letting go, in making that active decision to trust in God and to rest in him. So let's start with Psalm 16, verse 8 to 9. It says this, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure." In Psalm 62, verse 5 to 6, it says, "Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." In Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Again in Psalms, chapter 116, verse 7, it says, "Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you." Now, there's David so much in the Psalms just talking about the rest that God wants to give us. And then finally, in the book of Matthew, one that maybe you've heard a few times in your life, chapter 11, verse 28 to 29, it says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, if we live in Jesus' teachings, if we trust in him, he gives us the relief that we need, and he gives us this peace, an internal peace that is unshakable. So I encourage you this week just to give something over to God. Maybe just start with one thing. Why don't you join me now and let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you that you are an unshakable God and that in you we can trust and we can find rest, and you will give us an internal peace that will be unshakable in us. Lord, we pray for your grace, your Holy Spirit to come and help us to give over our burdens to you. We pray that you would help us to trust. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.